raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis. Because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michael's Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250. To be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood right in the middle of the golf course.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 18th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors approved resolution opposing offshore oil drilling. County Public Health Department confirms first case of measles in years. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Pretty simple. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. On Tuesday's County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board adopted a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas development. They also approved a formal letter to the Trump administration expressing opposition to new leases and voted to join the local government Outer Continental Shelf Coalition. A release by the county says that in recent months, the Trump administration has taken significant actions to expand offshore oil and gas leasing with up to six new lease sales off the northern, central, and southern California coast proposed between 2027 and 2030. The resolution approved by the board reaffirms county policies that prioritize coastal protection, public health, and quality of life. Supervisor Jimmy Paulding said, quote, "Our region has seen firsthand the environmental and economic devastation that can result from offshore oil development, from the long-term impacts of the Guadalupe oil field and Avila Beach contamination." The resolution was approved 3-2, with Supervisors Pashong and Moreno in opposition. The County Public Health Department announced they have confirmed the first case of measles in the county since 2018. The Health Department says the case is confirmed on a local child, and the risk of local transmission is considered low, with no additional cases at this time. The Health Department shared information about measles, saying it spreads through coughs or sneezes, lingering in the air for up to an hour. Symptoms typically appear within 7 to 21 days after exposure, first beginning with a fever, cough, and runny nose. Other symptoms begin days later, including tiny white spots inside the mouth, red spots on the skin, and a rash first on the face and then the rest of the body. Dr. Penny Bornstein, county health officer, says, quote, "This case is a stark reminder that measles, though declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000, can still reappear when vaccination rates decline. The health department recommends the MMR vaccine, 97% effective after two doses." Atascadero police arrest vehicle theft suspect. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Atascadero Police Department announced they arrested a suspect motorist earlier this week on the morning of December 14th. The department says they responded to a report of a theft from a vehicle on the 9400 block of Alcatan Lane. Officers contacted a motorist leaving the area, determining they were in possession of several stolen items, including property reported by the original victim. The department says other residents in the area reported several stolen items from their vehicles, which was subsequently returned thanks to these reports. However, there are still several unclaimed items of value being held for safekeeping. If you live in the Alcatan Lane area in Atascadero and believe property was taken from your vehicle on the 14th of December, contact the Atascadero Police Department to see if your items have been recovered. On Monday, December 15th, San Luis Obispo police responded to a report from a victim alleging they were inappropriately touched several times while receiving a massage. The department says this incident took place at PowerSource Chiropractic, with the suspect, 25-year-old Malcolm Sears of San Luis Obispo, working as an independent massage therapist at that location. The victim says they believe the touching was outside of massage therapy standards and sexual in nature. Police responded at Sears' residence, interviewing him and later arresting him without incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony sexual battery by fraudulent representation. San Miguel's 35th Annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department, this beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Hot chocolate for all will be served. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn this Friday, December 19th at Huasna Ranch. The burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation used to enhance natural resources, reduce fuel loading, improve rangeland production, and diversify vegetation structure. In sports, for the NFL, tonight the Rams will face the Seahawks. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday will have the Chargers and Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders and Texans, and finally the Bengals and the Dolphins. In the NBA, yesterday, the Bulls beat the Cavaliers 127-111, the Grizzlies over the Timberwolves 116-110. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Suns, the Kings will go against the Trailblazers, the Lakers will face the Jazz, and the Clippers will go against the Thunder. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News, Nick Reiner in the Los Angeles courtroom Wednesday wearing a suicide prevention vest, hearing that he's charged with the murders of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. Legal analyst Allison Tressel says the defense is devising a strategy.
When you hear that he is on suicide watch, you know that there are mental health issues, and I think there will be a real question here whether his attorney, when they ultimately enter a plea, are they going to enter a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity?
32-year-old accused of stabbing his parents to death in their Brentwood home over the weekend. Lawyers supporting and opposing California's redistricting maps make their closing statements in federal court in a lawsuit aimed at stopping it. Governor Gavin Newsom confident the state will prevail.
We're going to win on the merits. The people of the state of California overwhelmingly supported redrawing these maps. I think the case was made even stronger by the Supreme Court.
High Court upholding redrawn congressional districts in the state of Texas. Jeff Scott, California News.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rewards reserved.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Farm Bureau unveiled a new philanthropic initiative, Giving Back with Farm Bureau, during its 107th annual meeting last week in Anaheim. The hands-on project brought together Farm Bureau members and event attendees to assemble 1,000 backpacks filled with school supplies, learning materials, and healthy snacks. The backpacks were donated to the OC Fair and Event Center, Centennial Farm, and Costa Mesa for distribution to local children. Supporting our communities has always been an important part of Farm Bureau's mission, said California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas. This effort reflects that commitment, helping ensure children have the tools they need to succeed in school. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy skies early today, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 40, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday, continuing all the way to Thursday next week, 60% chance of showers Tuesday to Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, low 60s Sunday through Wednesday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth. McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open. Wall Street is getting a boost from cooling inflation numbers, which support more interest rate cuts from the Fed. Also, upbeat tech earnings. The consumer price index moderated in November to 2.7% on an annual basis, 2.6% excluding food and energy. Micron Technology shares opened nearly 13% higher. It reported a dramatically better than expected quarter. The memory chip maker is seeing extremely strong demand from artificial intelligence developers. Olive Garden's parent company, Restaurants, says sales improved and earnings were better than forecast in recent months. And Eli Lilly's its obesity pill is being submitted to the FDA for approval. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jane Poselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso. And want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Oh, Lolly, oh.
John, I really like your vibe these days.
I've been meditating on the wonders of Lynn's fruit preserves and have come to a sweet realization.
Fascinating. Enlighten me.
I've been contemplating the vast numbers of people who attain real satisfaction using our website to procure Lynn's preserves for their morning toast and muffins.
Okay. You mean they get their favorite delivered right to their door, lickety-split, by ordering online?
Precisely. Those who seek Lynn's preserves find it easy to get real flavor in a real jiffy.
I have noticed that people like having plenty in their pantry.
That reminds me of yet another wonder of Lynn's. The more one buys online, the more one saves.
Yep. Buy 12 jars of Lynn's fruit preserves and save 10%. It's a wonder everyone doesn't take us up on that deal.
Lynn's fruit preserves and food are available at lynnsfruitbin.com for overnight delivery in California. 10% discount for volume purchases does not apply to shipping or handling costs.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
All righty, a nice little stocking stuffer. It's a how to adult, almost everything you should know before going out into the world. It's by Jamie Umpenauer. It's an ebook. You can find out how to get it. It is on a link to our website, and we move the link so it's easier to find. So good luck with that. Good stocking stuffer. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL. On this Thursday edition, week away.
There's-
There's a white Christmas in my hometown. There the streets are snowy, shining bright, and the lights on all the Christmas trees are burning, for old Santa's sure to come this very night.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
This afternoon on Sound Off, Karen will have on Atascadero City Manager Jim Lewis, 12:30 till 2. So there you go. A little quick thing here, Chris, since you mentioned the San Miguel parade coming up this Saturday. It's a delightful little parade, but also I'd like to give a kind of a like a way to go to the folks who decorated the fire station, whatever they call them these days, safety center, whatever. Anyway, they did a really nice job. It's very, very, very nice. Nice, the red lights and the stuff on top and everything like that. Real, really looks good coming into town in the morning. All right, let's see here. Okay, serious stuff here, folks. On the email, trivia question. I think self-help gifts are okay, especially if someone wants one. Well, I'm going to assume that the answer about this as the worst has to do with if somebody didn't ask for a self-help, such as diet pills or a gym membership. It'd be one thing if you get a list from somebody and says, hey, I'd like this, I would like that, and you get it for them, and it's one of these self-help things. So,
or if you hear them saying, man, I wish I could go to the gym, but I really can't afford it.
Right. Yeah, something along those lines. But I'm just guessing it has to do with just the gifts that you didn't think through. People may take it the wrong way. Okay, here are some other things. thoughtless gifts. It says here, check this one out. Cheap alcohol. Look, folks. I don't know because I don't drink hard liquor or wines or anything like that. But even if it's a bad beer, if you can get past the first one, you'll get to the second and the third and the fourth, and the results will be the same. So it doesn't matter. Let's see here. Some items not to give. Well, again, I think this has to depend on who you're giving it to. Like it says here, dish towels. Well, you know, if it's between husband and wife or something like that, I don't, you know, again, that may be something you ask for, but, you know, Chris, if I got you some dish towels, would you be thrilled?
I wouldn't mind. I could use some more dish towels, sure.
Okay.
Means I'd have to go out and buy them my own.
Okay. There you go. Let's see here. Buying tickets to places where the person may not be interested in going. Let's see. I've never done that, never received them, so I don't have anything to say on that. How about this? Outdated technology. A device that's already years behind. They don't give any example. Chris, what would be one? You're more into that, well, a lot more into it than I am.
I guess if it's like a gaming console, it'd be something from the last generation, or it could just be, let's see here. Imagine if you got somebody a CD player in this day and age. How about that? Well, you know, maybe they're like a nut for CDs. That could be one thing, but...
Okay, okay. Well, again, that would be, I would think, that somebody specifically would ask for.
Right.
All right, like... was it last year or the year before? She didn't ask for me to do this, but Linda bought herself because her birthday is right after Christmas. She bought herself a record player. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, now. And luckily she plays the music when I'm not there. But, okay, so that's outdated technology for sure. No doubt about it. And, gift cards again, but they're becoming more popular. Plants. plants is not, again, this is not something that's high on the list here. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? Book. I have a son who needs that book for Christmas. He's 29. Please and thank. Oh, okay. Well, it is a good book. It, you know, and it's not, again, I'm referring to Jamie's book here because I have the copy, all the pages of it, and it's, you know, it's going out into the world, everything you should know. It's great for kids. Well, when I mean kids, you know.
Young adults.
Young adults, but maybe even some teenagers that you're, you know, given more responsibility around the house, how to do things and so forth and preparing them. But also for people who, what would be an example? Oh, okay, I'll give an example. My dad. When my mom passed away, my dad didn't know how to do anything. He could burn a kitchen trying to cook. And he didn't know how to do any of these things because of the generation and so forth that he didn't have to do any of that stuff. That would be a good book for my dad. So he can read it and say, okay, I need to do this laundry. I need to do this. How do I do it? And so forth. It's very, very simple. So it's for all ages, but, you know, for the kids. Let's see here from, I don't see this. Fruit of the month subscription. There's nothing attached to this. I have no idea what that is. So let's see here. Okay. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Now, once again, in the state of California, this is happening. I mentioned about the people, and you know, with the DMV not having their licenses taken away for some serious issues and so forth. But did you know that in California, you can kill someone with your car and not even have a point on your license? You say, well, what do you mean? That's not possible. And I'm not saying in all cases, but a criminal justice reform law that was passed in 2020, this allows judges to effectively erase a misdemeanor case from existence. It shields people accused of low-level crimes from the stigma of having a conviction on their record, something that can limit work and housing opportunities. But an investigation has found that the new misdemeanor diversion program has also had, here we go, unintended consequences. It allows some people charged with vehicular manslaughter to keep the case off their driving record. That means you could face more penalties for a speeding ticket than for running someone over. This is in the state of California. How about that? Okay. And there, you know, they give some examples here of somebody killing somebody and vehicle manslaughter, and the case was wiped off the record and sealed and went for a diversion, and that's what the judge did. So, once again, in California. And, of course, diversion programs have been around for decades nationwide, and what they do is they essentially let a judge pause a case and order a defendant to meet certain, you know, requirements over, you know, a certain period of time, you know, like going to rehab or even doing community services. Now, if the defendant successfully completes the terms, the case is dismissed. Now, some diversion programs focus on certain types of criminal defendants, such as military veterans or people with mental health issues, and a prosecutor often agrees to the diversion there. But this 2020 law lets judges in California order diversion for almost all misdemeanors, with few, if any, requirements that defendants have to fulfill and over the objection of prosecutors. Now, court records have shown that defense attorneys are routinely requesting diversion, not just for an offense such as shoplifting and drug possession, but also for cases in which someone has died. I had an experience with a diversion program here in Paso Robles. Someone did damage to our property when we lived in town. And again, this is just my experience. It was a joke. It was an absolute joke. And I told the person who was in charge of the diversion program with the department that it was a joke. and we kind of got into it a little bit, and was not happy. And it was, anyway. Let me see here. Gifts on the email. My wife tells the grandkids to pick something they want, something they need, and something to read. Well, again, the reading part, that's up to the individual kid. You're not going to buy a book for somebody who doesn't read. And that is not that popular anymore, unfortunately. My mom got me a book for my birthday and Christmas for, I think, for the time I was 9 years old. Because she knew I liked, and she knew the books I liked, too. So I was fortunate. Let's see here. Okay, so yesterday we were kind of getting into it a little bit on more of a thing that we call government. And as I mentioned earlier, in California, this California Code of Regulations, it contains 23 million words. And in California, as of just a year and a half ago, there are over 420,000 restrictions. It's organized into 28 titles, and that means over 200 programs, 200 state agencies in California. The Office of Administration oversees the regulations from these state agencies, ensuring they are properly adopted and giving them the force of the law. Again, they have the force of the law. Now, what this means is that California has a continuing growing body of laws and codes and the rules and regulations within them. We are among the most highly, if not the most highly regulated state in the nation. And regulation costs money. It is the amount of money that rules and regulations, now we all understand that we do need some rules and regulations. That's, you know, safety and some other reasons. But regulations, well, I'm not talking about, you know, your basic running the business. Regulations cost United States businesses over $3 trillion a year. And it disproportionately burdens who? Small businesses. Through all these compliance and the time and so forth, think about that number. The last number that they have here from the National Association of Manufacturers was 2022. And that was $3.1 trillion. Regulations making up the highest share. Just think about that number. Now, you have paperwork alone can consume just hundreds of thousands of hours and significant wage bills. And that all adds up. So we see this continuing to go on, not only in California, but throughout the United States. Now, specific costs vary by industry, obviously, but small firms often face higher per employee costs than larger ones, and that creates a financial burden. But that is a lot of money. And, you know, obviously, because smaller company or businesses, they lack the resources to be able to do this. And this is adds to the burdens of running a business. That is not government helping us at all. And one of the things I came across is, and we alluded to it yesterday, somebody called in regarding this food truck and what the city council is doing here in Paso Robles, is that the government right now, and even before, they can't enforce all their rules. And why? Well, there's a lot of reasons, including the sheer volume of rules and regulations, the resource limits. And there are legal challenges as well. But when you just add the volume and the resource limits to enforce all the laws, you have to ask the question, well, then what happens? Well, then you have selective enforcement. which leads to or can lead to legal issues, particularly for cities. If they selectively decide which rules to enforce and those which not to, if people are keeping track, cities can get in trouble for it. Now, you also have instances where courts can invalidate some rules that they deem may be exceeding authority, which I'm sure many of us would agree with that. So why don't cities, counties, states, et cetera, go back and look at the books, see what's on and what needs to be taken off or can be taken off? I remember years ago I had a conversation with, it was Frank Meacham when he was on the Board of Supervisors, and I asked him about that. I said, well, why don't you, you know, once a year or every 2 years, whatever, go back and look at some of the rules and laws that are on the books, and maybe they're not needed anymore, they're unnecessary, or they're simply not being enforced and really not creating that much harm. And he said, well, it's difficult. And my reply was, it wasn't difficult to put it on the books. Why is it difficult to take it off? I did not get an answer. And I've never received an answer for that. So maybe we should ask that kind of question a little bit more and wait for an answer. All right. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. On Monday, December 15th, San Luis Obispo police responded to a report from a victim alleging they were inappropriately touched several times while receiving a massage. The department says this incident took place at PowerSource Chiropractic, with the suspect, 25-year-old Malcolm Sears of San Luis Obispo, working as an independent massage therapist at that location. Police arrested him without incident for felony sexual battery. The County Public Health Department announced they have confirmed the first case of measles in the county since 2018. The health department says the case is confirmed on a local child and the risk of local transmission is considered low. The department recommends the MMR vaccine, 97% effective after two doses. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early today, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s, it's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump's pre-holiday address last night saying he inherited a mess from President Biden and he's fixing it, just backed up by the Consumer Price Index for November. 2.7%, 4/10 less than expected. The president promising New Year's good tidings.
Next year, you will also see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history.
The biggest tax refund season ever, military dividend bonuses, and aggressive housing reform to lower the cost of a new mortgage $3,000. The House goes home for the holidays after passing a Republican health care bill without Obamacare subsidies. The Senate unlikely to pass. No plea yet in court from Nick Reiner, charged in the murder of his parents, film director Rob Reiner and wife Michelle. The cause, multiple sharp force injuries. They were found in the master bedroom. America's listening to Fox News.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
The annual Teddy Bear Tea is this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Park Ballroom. Seating is limited, so get your tickets today at my805tix.com. Just $10 per child, $20 for adults. Each ticket holder will receive a souvenir teacup, gingerbread cookies, candy canes, and door prizes. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there, along with the Snow King and Queen. Bring your teddy bear. The annual Teddy Bear Tea this Saturday. Tickets at my805tix.com.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Partly cloudy, then sunny later on. Highs in the upper 60s, and we'll have a couple of clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 40s and partly cloudy on your Friday, with temperatures dropping a little bit into the mid-60s. And then Saturday, cloudy, low 60s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Could get some rain starting later on Tuesday. Right now, that's a 75% chance. And again, for Wednesday as well, and Thursday, about a 40% chance, low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m. We are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. It is 9 minutes away from 8 at the right choice, KPRL.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Absolutely quaint and beautiful. All right, what do we have going on? Well, it just so happens that tonight at the Templeton Performing Arts Center, the Paso Robles High School Music Department, they are presenting its annual winter concert featuring the Forte Choir, the Jazz and Concert Bands, the Crimson Collective Singers, and they'll have special guest Bold as Brass Quintet. Again, that's at the Templeton Performing Arts Center, and the performances are at 5:30 and 7:30. If you'd like more information about this and help support them, simply go to templetonpac.org/events. Also, it is the Fun or Get Dinner to Go, the Resilient Ones Christmas Bingo and Dinner. All right, that's coming up the 20th. That's this Saturday at 6 o'clock, and that will be at the Rancho Paso Mobile Home Main Clubhouse, located on Rancho Paso Road on Theater Drive. It's right over that way. It's an evening of holiday cheer with bingo, dinner, and more. For $20, you get one bingo card and buy an additional card for $5 each. The event features raffles, silent auction, and exciting bingo prizes. And if you'd like more, you can get this information at 833-322-1920. Celebrate the season, support a great cause, and have some fun, of course, and enjoy the holiday spirit. All right, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving gently along on this Thursday, it is just about 7 minutes away from 8.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry. You still have some time to do what you need to do, so do what you're supposed to do and get it done. Local celebrities include Heather Montgomery, Maria Hernandez, Cora Lynn Nacast Southward, Heather Robinson. We have Madeline LaRock, Ken Lowe, Betty Castillo. We have Kathy Payton, Bryson Rodriguez, and Stephen and Susan Galarte. All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary to our locals. On my right-hand side, some people you have heard of. Let's see, who do we have? That's a very good question here. Oh, well, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, the Georgia Peach. Mr. Cobb, Ty Cobb, 1886-1961. Also on the list, we have, let's see here. Oh, the pinup girl, Betty Grable. Ooh, 1916, 1973. Ozzie Davis, 1917, 2005. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the Moose, big slugging first baseman, primarily with the Yankees, Bill Scourin, 1930, 2012. Gene Shue, coach and player, hoopster, that is, 1931, 2022, 77, Sunset Strip. Roger Smith, the actor, 1932, 2017. Chaz Chandler, the House of the Rising Sun with the Animals, 1938, 1996. MVP of the American League in 1965 with the Twins, Zolo Versailles, shortstop, 1939-1995 from Big Brother and the Holding Company. Sam Andrew, 1941-2015, one of the physical modern marvels of all time. Don't know how he's still around. The one and only Keith Richards, 1943. Not a bad quarterback. Greg Landry, 1946. He died in 2024. I didn't know that. Steven Spielberg, 1946. Onward we go. On the list, Doug Dennison, tough running back with the Cowboys, 1951. From the Cars, Elliot Easton, 1953. This guy was good, man. He's fun to watch. Ray Liotta, 1954, 2022. Oh, man, this guy was a beast under the hoops. Charles Oakley, 1963. Brad Pitt, 1963. Stephen Austin, the pro wrestler, 1964. Onward, I'm looking here as we move forward here to see who else is on the list. Another pro wrestler, Rob Van Dam, 1970. Victoria Pratt, the actress, 1970. And Pierre Thomas, he wasn't a bad running back with the Saints, got a Super Bowl ring, born in 1984. And Bridget Mendler, the actress, 1992. Where are we with time? Plenty of time. Passing away on this day, Mark Felt, the American agent and associate director of the FBI, known as Deep Throat. He died in 2008. Joseph Barbera, William, you know, the Hanna-Barbera, Jetsons and all that. He died in 2006. The Zsa Zsa Gabor passed away in 2016. Chris Farley, 1997. Sam Wanamaker, the actor, died in 1993. Goodson Todman Productions, Mark Goodson, he died 1992, we all put together to tell the truth. What's My Line? The Price is Right. Family Feud. Let's see. Who else do we have? I believe that is it. Yep, that is it. Oh, Antonio Stradivari, the fiddle maker. Or for those of you, he was the violin maker. He died in 1737. All right, probably no surprise. He is credited with setting 90 Major League Baseball records throughout his career. He won more batting titles than any other player. During his 24-year career, he had 300, a record 23 consecutive times. He also hit 400 in three different seasons. He has more five-hit games than any other player in Major League history. He also holds a career record for stealing home 54 times, and for stealing second base, third base, and home in succession 4 times, and he combined a total of over 4,000 runs scored and runs batted in after adjusting for home runs. He was pretty darn good. He retained many of his records for almost a half a century, including most career games played, at bats, and then also stolen bases for a time. He had 892. And, of course, until Lou Brock, then Ricky Henderson came along, okay? So you have that. Now, his reputation, which had to do with some supposedly racism things, those were discredited many years after he had passed away. There was a scathing book that was written about him, and they have been sensationalized. But he's also did some very nice things with his investments in Coca-Cola and General Motors. He established a hospital and a home in Georgia for kids, and it's still there. Ty Cobb hit 366 for his lifetime. Absolutely amazing. The one and only, the Georgia Peach, Ty Cobb goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. San Miguel's 35th Annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m., hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department. This beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and holiday cheer. You can meet Santa afterwards at the fire station. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn this Friday, December 19th at Wasner Ranch, going through 679 acres of vegetation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, partly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Ty Cobb did publicly support black and white players playing together. He especially had some very nice things to say about Roy Campanella and Jackie Robinson, and also stated that Willie Mays is the only player I'd pay money to go see. Ty Cobb passed away in 1961, a very, very wealthy man and misjudged by many. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.